he just happened to be retiring, and he decided to come back and live in the area. And he lives in Lytham, and it didn't take much before Bill Beaumont rung him up and said, "Look, Brian, would you be interested in getting involved in coaching, helping to coach Fylde?" So he said, yeah, I'll come along. He said, "I don't want to be head coach, I'll help out." So Mark Nelson is the head coach, and Brian Ashton helps him. And he's been remarkably important this season. We announced that, I think it was in June. And in July came the real shock to everybody, which was the signing of Jason Robinson. And when that hit the news, there was a kind of media storm, really, a firestorm of interest. And we got, you know, television coverage, news coverage, national news coverage. Coverage like this club has probably never had in its history before, actually. Even in its heyday, which was probably in the 70s, actually, when it was certainly playing a higher level of rugby than it does now. Probably mid-70s. But even then, it wouldn't have had the sort of attention, the public attention, that this signing caused, generated. So it's been remarkable. And whilst Jason actually hasn't played many matches yet because he's been injured, his presence here, and in particularly Ashton's presence, has kind of galvanised the club and galvanised the players. And up to a couple of weeks ago, we were doing extremely well. We lost a couple of matches now, so it's a matter of trying to regroup. And we're certainly not complacent about anything. But their presence has had a really important effect, both on the players, the other players, because they're both very influential people, but also on the spectators and the members and the people who come through the gates. And our gates have gone up significantly, and our income is increased because of various things that we're doing. Jason Robinson's involved in various commercial activities which the club is managing. So all these things have helped take the club forward.